Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
With the World Series and the Toronto Blue Jays winning, again, like I understand the approach of the Toronto Blue Jays, and they have done a great job. There's no doubt. There is no doubt they've had a great year. But I'm sorry. Like, the idea that they are now the pinnacle of the sport and everything that's right with baseball, and somehow the idea that the Yankees need to be, or, you know, have to find a way to be the Blue Jays is just nonsense. This was a last-place team last year. They were a last-place team with the same players. Every one of these players is outperforming their regular season, and their regular season outperformed their career. They are on an incredible run. They are a good team. They've also hit a ton of home runs. They have hit 27 home runs this postseason. They are not doing it just with bunts and slapping the ball the other way. They have that part of their game incorporated with them more than others, and they've done a good job with it, but they're hitting home runs. They're down a run, and Vladimir Guerrero hits a two-run home run to change the game. They hit the two home runs to get started at the beginning of that game. Home runs. Not choking up on the bat and putting the ball in play. Home runs. And then they're getting pitching performances from kids who have more postseason starts than regular season starts. You can't try and duplicate that. And I'll be totally honest with you. Not only are the Yankees not going to be able to duplicate it, the Toronto Blue Jays are not going to be able to duplicate it. It's not about, like, do they have some aspects? Would I like to see the Yankees, or the Mets for that matter, incorporate contact more into their game? Of course. Of course. Do the Yankees need a leadoff hitter? Yeah, they don't have one. Would I like that leadoff hitter to hit 270, 280 at the bare minimum and have an on-base percentage of 370? Yes. And strike out less than you know, Grisham did this year as the leadoff hitter? Absolutely. And we'll get into some of those moves that I think the Yankees could do when the hot stove season starts. But the Yankees should not, nor should anyone, and this isn't like, again, you don't look at the 2023 Texas Rangers and say, we got to be like them. You don't look at the 2019 Nationals and say, you got to be like them. You want to look at the Astros? Okay, that's fine. They had a long, extended run of being one of the better playoff teams and World Series champions. You want to look at the Los Angeles Dodgers? Fine. Like, if the Blue Jays become that, we'll see. The Blue Jays are a team of destiny, having an incredible year, but they are not some sort of lock to be this every single year. They have guys who are having great years and playing really well right now. We will see. Me and Fleas were talking about it. The difference is, and the other thing about the Blue Jays is, and I hear this a little bit, it's more about the approach and how they play, but let's also not make it seem like they are the little engine that could. They're a top five payroll in the sport, or a top six payroll in the sport. They spend money. They gave They gave Vladimir Guerrero Jr. a ton of money. They offer everybody. They have a legitimate payroll. They paid Santander a lot of money in a contract that really hasn't helped them all that much. Like last night, I talked about how, because I was focusing on the approach, them and the Milwaukee Brewers kind of play the game the same way. The difference is the Brewers don't put money into the team the same way the Blue Jays do. They don't have a Springer. Like, you know, hopefully Churio can become a great player for them. He's on his way to doing that. And they have, you know, a couple of guys who are good at the tail end of their careers and having, you know, still impact seasons. But Vladimir Guerrero, Springer, like they have Gausman's a big contract that they put in. They're playing the same game as the Brewers, but they have a couple of stars who've gone off. That is the difference. I'm sorry, I know nobody likes it. And even the term crapshoot, it's not fair I use it because it gets people upset. But is crapshoot the right term? I don't know if crapshoot is the right term. But there is a level of, I don't know if you want to say luck, you could say any word you want to say. It's not the game they're playing. It's partly the game they're playing. Anyone who goes this far, wins 94 games, goes to, you know, is about to win a championship, what they're doing is right. But it's not necessarily the game they're playing. It's the fact that they're playing their best. That's what it is. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has gone off. If Vladimir Guerrero Jr. didn't have a good series against the Yankees or didn't have a good series against Seattle or wasn't having a good World Series, they wouldn't be winning. He's hitting a home run a day. He hasn't been a great postseason player for his career. That's why I was calling them frauds and they hadn't won a playoff game yet. Mookie Betts is hitting 130 and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. can't get out. Don't you think that has something to do with it? Like, don't we think that is just as much to the point or as whether or not, you know, Jimenez chokes up on the bat with two strikes? It's not necessarily just a crapshoot or luck. It's about playing your game. Every one of the teams that gets there has an opportunity to win if they play their game, if they play the best of their game. The Yankees didn't play the best of their game. They didn't hit the home runs. Plain and simple, they didn't play their game. They didn't pitch well enough. That was their game. Max Fried and Carlos Rodon led the majors in wins. Max Fried's going to get Cy Young votes. Max Fried got annihilated while Yesavage was throwing playoff classics. That's the difference. Like, do you think next year Yesavage is going to be a beast and better than Max Fried and better than every other pitcher in the American League and is going to go win Cy Young after Cy Young? Or is he just on an incredible run? He's got great stuff. We'll see what he is. But, like, you think he's a lock to be, like, the top of the American League like next year? You think he's a lock to go into a postseason series next year and dominate like this? Like, they are on a magical run. They are a very good team. They do a lot of things really well, and they're doing them freaking excellent right now. And Ohtani, Freeman, and Betts are doing nothing. Snell has not been as good a pitcher as he was in the previous rounds. The top of the order was 0 for 11 with 6 strikeouts yesterday. Their players aren't playing their game. The Blue Jays players are. That is more to the point than anything else. And for the New York Yankees, they have to find, and I know that, you know, we could say whatever, and I said this, they can incorporate more big spending, and we'll talk about this. Like, the Yankees have a choice ahead of them in this offseason. And I don't know how Hal Steinbrenner is going to do it, like heading into the CBA and everything around it and all the monies he's willing to spend or not willing to spend. They've got assets to either trade
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Or commit to. What do you do with Jason Dominguez? What do you do with Spencer Jones? What do you do with Ben Rice? What do you do with these guys? What do you do with Jazz? Because theoretically, you can trade those guys for, you know, legit. You could trade Ben Rice for legit. Me and Fleeks were listening to Keith's show in there for, and Stephen Kwan came up. Would you trade Ben Rice for Stephen Kwan? Kwan's got 2 more years of control. Would you trade him for that kind of player? You could trade him for that kind of player and then go spend money. And attack this thing with money and trade your prospects instead of giving them roles. Trade Dominguez, trade Spencer Jones, trade Ben Rice, get assets back, whether it be an answer or two cheap offensive player or a big-time offensive player or a cheap pitcher or whatever you could, however you want to work it. A controllable pitcher, a controllable outfielder, and then go out and with the holes that you've now created at first base or in the outfield, go spend money. Go trade Spencer Jones and trade Dominguez and sign both Kyle Tucker and Bellinger. But are they going to do that? Or do you commit to those young kids? Like the 90s teams that we all love committed to their young players. But what they shouldn't be doing is trying to emulate what the Toronto Blue Jays are doing. In some areas, sure, they should be trying to be more like the Dodgers in areas, more like the Blue Jays in areas. They should be looking to improve, because just being the best team and then playing your best, that's it. They need to ask the question of why they consistently do not play their best in the postseason. And I know that's an easy answer, and that, or should I say, it's an easy cop-out. And there should be more targeted. Like, you want to find the real flaws. Well, they don't do, they need this. They need a better shortstop. I'm with you. I'm screaming from the rooftops that he shouldn't be the starting shortstop. You need better players in some areas. Absolutely. But we want to look at it and say, it's because they believe in this. And it's because they view the game like that. And it's because they do this and they do that. And that's why they're doomed to fail. I don't believe that. They need to ask themselves, why the 94-win team, why the team that was the best in the American League last year, why this team that won 94 games and was one game away from being the division leader and the one seed, they won more games than any other American League team. Not that they're perfect, not that there are no flaws. There's tons of flaws. The Blue Jays have flaws. They're not showing them right now. That's the difference. Why does every postseason with the New York Yankees, why do their flaws outweigh their strengths? Because they have strengths. You don't win 94 games without them. They have to figure out why their failures and their flaws outweigh their strengths consistently in the biggest games, whether it's in the World Series, whether it's in the DS, the ALCS, whatever the case may be. That's it. That's the question. Because I'm telling you, call me crazy all you want. The Blue Jays were in last place last year, and it would not surprise me at all if they win 82 games or are in third place next year. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. Because you're not always going to get Clement to have a great year. You're not going to get Jimenez to have a great year. Springer's going to be a year older. He had two lousy years before this one. Like, the Blue Jays aren't going to just be this juggernaut now moving forward because they've, you know, figured out how to play winning baseball. Mark my words, they're not. Build the best team you can and figure out why the hell they don't play well in the postseason. And it's not as clear-cut as you think. Because the Dodgers play the same game. The Dodgers were up there hacking at the same pitcher. Hacking at the same pitcher. They're not as talented as the Dodgers, and they don't do some things as well as the Blue Jays. It's a combination of both.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.